Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I do want to see the ending.
Oh, there we go.
Maybe you didn't dislike
it. You got
Well, I didn't say I disliked it.
You got some socks left?
Yeah.
Oh, God, please. No, don't respond.
Compression
don't
socks.
Don't respond.
Oh, that's got to be painful.
It's really not bad.
On more than one occasion, I have had to stop myself from being witty and funny. And I know you're going to make a joke in a second.
Not at all.
Mac, what do you think about this show? Do you applaud Mike's dive into the tech world for his perversions?
Not necessarily.
Okay, but you don't judge him?
No.
No.
Was okay. Your favorite part of today's show when you spoke?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
You know, sometimes my my lack of savvy when it comes to technology is really frustrating. And just as simple a thing as trying to locate a program with this world of streaming. As you know, I cut the cord from DirecTV.
Yes.
Although that's satellite, so really cutting a cord. Well, whatever.
Mike, but I think it is still cutting the cord because it's the cord from the box to your television.
So the YouTube TV is my go-to. I watch all my live networks on it now, and that's and football and all that good stuff.
You watch
and
your then, rodeo on it.
I watch my 8 seconds, yeah, see if they can stay on. And by the way, who needs that hockey helmet, all right? Wear the cowboy hat, you wuss.
That's what you did back in the day.
So the show concludes. We taped late yesterday. Yes. Oscar had some business meeting, so we taped late. And as soon as the show was over, I had the house to myself because my wife had taken my son to football practice. Mm-hmm. And I was delighted because he said, no waiting. I can have a protein bar,
good
sit
to go.
Down,
yep.
And take in Naked Attraction, the new British game show on Max. And for the life of me, I could not track it down, find it, read enough articles about the controversy, but nobody, should it not be, if you had that kind of controversial, topical, viral program, don't you think you'd lead with it? You'd put
Mike,
it on your homepage?
I watched about 15 or 20 minutes of episode one last
night. I'm not asking that.
Night.
I'm asking, how did you find it?
It was under new ads on the front page of it. But I also
are you on
think,
the app? Are you going through YouTube?
YouTube TV, and then I went on the website.
Yeah.
That's strange because I find there's two things. This is true for Paramount Plus and Max.
Yep.
Formerly known as HBO.
Right.
They spent so much money on the content. Mm-hmm. It seems like this fantastic publicity machine for the actual shows when they debut.
Right.
But their UX and the experience that you have on both those apps through a television is absolutely dog crap.
What is a
and
UX?
So many are.
User experience.
Okay, very good. Thank
so
you.
Many are.
Hulu is the worst as far as that goes.
But Hulu's not.
They don't make you search for stuff.
And they're not beating us over the head.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Handmaid's Tale, and then I moved on.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe one or two others. But when you've got a, Paramount Plus, which is Taylor Sheridan land, that looked like you were taking a potion when you knocked that back.
Chobani Complete.
He's rocking the protein
20
this morning.
20 grams of protein.
Mm-hmm. Oh, protein's good for you. Not energy drink. That's good. I'm glad to
see
you.
Well, he's got a Celsius,
now
of
it's
course.
Energy drink.
Jonah Hill, Noah Hill, Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill's favorite energy drink. Celsius.
I like
but
to think of Celsius and Flo Rida, who I think, I'm almost positive, $98 million Celsius had to pay Flo Rida.
Flo Rida.
In a settlement because he endorsed the product early on and they try to, squeeze him out of what he owed. And
then, Celsius, it comes down to, it's just like our friends at Liquid IV. When it comes down to any beverage, it comes down to flavor, and Celsius absolutely blows people out of the water with their flavor.
If Liquid IV could carbonate some of their drinks, which I'm sure we can figure out sometime soon how to do.
Yeah.
But we're on the same page.
So,
I just need them.
If Liquid IV did that, I probably wouldn't be drinking it in a 95-degree day on a golf course.
True.
I probably wouldn't be drinking.
No, it's more of a cocktail when something's carbonated.
Carbonated beverage. So you're carbonated for an energy drink is a different story. But let me get back to what we were talking about, because it was
Max and Sheridan and Paramount.
I'm searching, and you're saying maybe YouTube TV mucked it up?
No, I'm saying Max
itself
is a disaster to find stuff.
It is.
And so is Paramount Plus. Those are the two go-tos.
I agree with you.
On Max, Mike, did you know there is a whole subcategory on Max for Turner Classic Movies that I had to find accidentally?
That's fine with me.
No, but I'm saying
that's
very popular.
A niche. That's a niche
station.
Well, no,
Well, hold on. I'm talking about something that everybody's going to be talking about, which is this British show.
Netflix throws it in your face.
Oh, you can't escape it.
Like, think about this, America. You're paying for something, and I know we're spoiled. And we're wondering, hey, why do you have to make it harder? And maybe it's on us. There are greater things to worry about in this world.
Yes.
But you would think that a legacy company like HBO, Max, would know how to do this.
Yeah. Don't we need our diversions now more than ever?
Right. But it was on their front page, but it seems almost like they're a little ashamed of it. Because it was down like five rows.
Well, maybe it's not, family programming.
Well, there's a very, very strongly worded disclaimer.
What's it called? Naked dating?
Naked attraction.
Naked attraction.
And did you, Mike, did you at any point access HBO Max or Max just on your TV as a smart TV function?
No, because I got it through YouTube.
Yeah, you just go right through it.
And it doesn't allow you to search, could you have searched the word naked?
And that gives me Naked and Afraid 5,652,000 times. I'm on YouTube TV. I put a Naked Attraction. I get nothing.
Oh, here we go.
Nothing.
Was quietly added to Max streaming service last week. Quietly.
With all your experience and my experience and Rob's experience with broadcast executives, quietly? What? This is where you suck. Guys,
well, Mike,
this is
they're playing both sides of the coin. They're playing both sides of the coin.
They
add it quietly because it is very racy, but then the publicity machine that can't necessarily be traced back to the execs is all over it. Variety and the Hollywood Reporter and all that stuff.
If you can find Real Sex 17 faster than Brutal Attraction or Naked Attraction.
Naked Attraction.
Brutal Attraction is a different show.
Then I mean, that's a problem.
Was Real Sex 17 your favorite one?
Well, I just remember that was the naughty show on HBO.
Very naughty.
So I'm on the computer now, and I'm lost. I added it to my YouTube TV, and I can't access what I added.
Maybe you have do you have child protective services on?
I don't think that's it, because I got plenty of the other nasty stuff that they have on here.
What other stuff do they have?
It's hard. I'm in it right now, and I'm just trying to get
Emmanuel's.
Emmanuel in space?
Man.
She didn't, you know what she was? An astronaut.
I think the issue
is... Oh, look at this guy. What's your name?
We have a voice.
Hi.
I think Mac. The issue is that these aren't new episodes, so it wouldn't be airing on HBO. They're only put on the app.
Yeah.
So if they're not on HBO, they're not going to end up on YouTube TV.
Well, let's just be clear first. It's called Max now.
Yes.
Hold on. What are you saying about YouTube TV?
They're not new episodes, so they wouldn't be put on TV. Which means
asked me, and I purchased a free 4-month add-on to YouTube TV.
Of
yes,
HBO?
Oscar. No, I'm Max.
Of Max.
Is
of
what
Max.
I added
okay.
on.
Yeah.
Okay, Mac?
Yes.
Describe in your own words what you think Max is.
It's a streaming application.
Okay. For what?
For the... HBO and Discovery.
It originally was called HBO Max.
It's an HBO streaming application.
Yeah.
So that's what Mike is using to try to find the show.
But I don't think you would be able to see it through the YouTube TV app. I think you have to go through the Max app.
Okay, but this is actually great, because this Mac is not wrong. If you just have YouTube TV and you have HBO as like a channel, I agree with you. But on YouTube TV, they push you to buy the full Max package. So you are interfacing with Max.
All right. And I'll give you the example. Right now, I go to, I don't know how I got there because it's so convoluted.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But I'm looking at YouTube TV, membership, billing.
Yes.
I'm on membership right now.
Okay.
And it has your base plan, NFL Sunday Ticket, and then right below that, Max.
Max, yeah.
And two of the things I have say manage. Max has cancel. And so obviously I have
You're
it
subscribed.
If it says cancel. Yeah. I'm subscribed.
Yes.
So, but there's no way to click on it or see what I've got or do
Do you
that.
Have an option to upgrade to Max Hard?
What was that? What? What did he say? What?
Do you have an option to upgrade to Max Hard?
No. Max Hard.
Did you understand what he said?
It was funnier the way I heard it the first time.
Yes.
It sounded like he said, do you have an option to upgrade to Max Hard?
That's what I said.
Yes.
What is Max Hard?
Because
is that a dirtier site?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you would assume. Oh, it was, if they had different
tiers.
All
I want to do is I want to get it.
Maybe he had Max Basic.
I don't think it's Max Basic. Stop it. You're really pissing me off. Let's see.
It's called Max Soft.
This is the this is.
But there's no way to the, access this is, my.
Can
app.
I tell you how I finally? I can tell you how I feel.
Do you have YouTube TV?
Yes.
Did you access Max on YouTube TV?
Yes.
Okay.
No problem.
I'm all ears.
This is like when I was younger and the internet was just starting out, and my father was just trying to figure things out.
Thank you.
This is what I would feel like when I'd go into his browser and he'd have like the sun topless, like you know. What the European rags like
sure.
Hello
yeah
and he'd be like
Oscar
oh.
is mocking me for my pursuit of nudity
yeah but it was funny because like a bloodhound you are like I'm going to take every portion of not today's show but of this morning and figure out what went wrong because I want it when I want it right
yeah. True
exactly
and
you have more energy towards this right now than you did towards the Sunday Ticket.
But he can't, he doesn't have any, we're for his friends. He has no other out. He can't ask his wife to help him find this.
No, you're right. You're right.
He can't ask his son to help him find this.
And I just wanted a peek because I'll probably do exactly
what Rob did. Who doesn't want a peek? We all want a peek.
You are not allowed to say anything yet.
Not a word.
Right?
Not a word.
No, you want
to. Tonight, it's better it didn't happen because tonight
well,
I will watch
already
it.
Rob already gave me his tell.
Well, he doesn't like
it. I watched it for 10 minutes.
He doesn't like anything fun. It was probably off-putting and judgmental.
No,
we'll love it.
No.
Nope. I don't.
Zip it.
On this particular, I just.
But your
want.
Read could be wrong, is all I'm saying. Remember, all we had a late night last night and I was ready to go to bed.
Okay.
That was it.
All right.
Now, once you get it, can you watch?
Call me when you're at the house. You probably should watch in your garage. No one needs to watch this with you.
Yeah.
Call me
or
after the show and we can find it together.
Because I'm taking a valuable show time talking about
well,
this.
Well,
I understand.
Like the no, it's a level of like, all right, dude, we get it. You want to see it. We get it.
Yeah.
We all want to see it.
And
but we're your friends. And because my dad would always be like, when are you going to get it up? When I was younger, right? He's like, when are you going to get the page up?
Well, that might have been the question you wanted to ask your dad.
Look
yes,
out.
Yes, yes, yes.
Bada bing.
I had like a brother. No.
Well, anyway, I'm
had
out
a
of
brother.
It.
Yeah, I did.
All right, I hear you,
I do.
Oscar.
You know what I'm saying? Like
you're the boss.
And Mike,
no, I'm not the boss.
No,
I'm just
yes,
saying you look, you sound like an old perv. You're like,
I
guys,
know.
Help me find this belt.
No, I am an old perv.
I can't find
this. I'm not an old perv. I'm just a normal, curious guy.
Once you get full access to Max, then you can watch Real Sex 17.
Yeah.
Real Sex 17, I have no interest in.
it's
Max
a good
Hard.
Song. Max Hard.
But
Mac, what do you think about this show?
This
No, our show right here.
Our
like,
show.
Like you're listening
this
to
episode,
this show. Like
yeah.
is this does this are you all like are you uncomfortable? What's
I'm not
what do you think?
Well no.
Do you applaud Mike's dive into the tech world for his perversions?
Not necessarily.
Okay, but you don't judge him?
No.
No.
Was okay. your favorite part of today's show when you spoke?
He's like, it always is.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm a mess. I can't even
well,
get
you're
like-
also, look, you're talking to someone in a younger, like 20 years ago that, when adult programming was free, I was so obsessed with HD on any level that I paid for adult programming, a subscription.
Because
I
it was
for
HD.
The HD.
Yeah.
I understand.
Care about 4K. Like, I don't care about that. But back then, it was important.
Well, if you go far enough back, Mike, I remember trying to watch Super TV through the scramble.
I did too. I told that story.
Yeah, of course.
That's my story. That's not your story. No, that's
Mike
my
did that,
story.
Not
but
you.
Mike, you had Super TV.
My story, you've adopted it. You've commandeered my story. I did a whole segment on that.
Mike,
I
did it too.
I was looking at the scramble of a Super TV. That's mine.
As a rule, I thought you had Super TV.
You had the satellite dish.
I had
dish.
Super TV, and I didn't have the adult programming.
Okay. Well, then maybe I should just say I concur with you in the fact that we all tried it. Channel 54.
Okay. All right.
That was over
fine.
The air?
Yeah, and you had a super unscrambling antenna.
That's so creepy.
You could hear it. The audio was fine.
Yeah.
I won't duplicate that. But.
And when you watched it, they ran the Channel 54 jingle over and over again.
Can I be honest with you? I am fascinated because I've never heard on any real, well, perhaps adult services that I'm not aware of, but, you know, of any like mainstream game show that would incorporate frontal nudity. And it just fascinates
you're forgetting
me. And I'm not a prude, you know? People are so judgmental about content. And I think if somebody's willing to go, because what does it come down to in the dating world? It comes down to attraction, the laws of attraction.
There you are.
When you grow with someone, you find at a certain what?
When you grow,
I feel sometimes like these subjects you should not be included.
Then
because you seem to be, your behavior is very strange sometimes about it. I'm trying to express.
He's trying to be
reason.
Sensual in his speech.
No, I'm
is
not
he?
Trying to be.
I don't know.
Both of you, listen to me.
Yes,
I'm saying this is new territory.
It is
that we've gotten this from the Brits. And I think I am somebody who believes in letting grownups be grownups. And it to me, if somebody is willing to go on one of these shows and do this, it's right there. It's in your face. And it's like people allowing themselves to be exposed like this. And it's their choice. And I think it's interesting because at the beginning of a relationship, whether we like it or not, one of the primary motivating factors is attraction.
And that's the angle they say. They say they're turning the dating world in reverse.
And, this is also true, Mike, if you really think about it, this is true in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first time someone sees you and, you know, they're judging you. They're judging you what they see.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this is in the world. Right. And, you know, in relationships, in business, anything. Like, does that person keep themselves together? Like, what are they dressed like? Are they out of shape? Like, are they slobs? Whatever it may be.
Exactly.
So I get the fascination, and I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like the only thing that kept me from that yesterday was the morning show, because I didn't want Shannon to ruin it for me.
Oh, because she's ahead of you?
Yeah, because she's watched everything. And you guys were right about the morning show. I just, you know, I'm only on the second episode. That was done. I'm caught up on Billions, which, please, can you just, like, limp to the end? But this show is on my list, and I get the idea, the fact that people are willing to objectify themselves. What's the prize? Is
and
the question.
To me, there's a lot of stuff about, you know, kids are going to. What kind of parenting do we have out there? I mean, do you think Carl and I are going to. Carl, I am absolutely eviscerated if I have a movie that may have. Programming that's not appropriate for kids on, and Carla breaks my wrist because sometimes I'll be asleep at the wheel and I won't be paying attention.
Right.
So when you're talking about content like this, I just don't see it. It's parenting. It's not the idea of the content. If I want to watch something like this while my kid goes to sleep, I just think we continue to be so hypocritical in society with sexual content. We just do. The biggest moneymakers online are still adult content websites, and adult content programming it's what people are curious about. Mm-hmm. We have been for years, but yet we go through this whole, quietly loaded. I just find it absurd. I think I'm fat, and I don't care who thinks I'm a perv if I'm trying to watch this show. I am curious because it's something I've never seen.
I don't think you're a pervert.
No.
I think the calories spent on finding this program.
Yes. That sort of separates
is
you.
Is a bit odd.
Yeah.
But the calories are because I watched my morning show, although there was a nice new episode of Morning Show last night, but Carla went Betty Bye.
Uh-huh.
I watched, I knocked out my latest conquest, which is an older show, Mayor of Kingstown.
Great.
And I was ready.
Great show. I've seen
great
it.
Show.
Great
show.
Great effing show.
Carla's yes. absolutely right when she says it's a dude show.
It's definitely a guy show.
All
I like
dudes.
The idea of somebody like running an entire criminal empire out of a cooler. That fascinates me.
I guess I
and
would
that
like
guy,
it.
By the way, British actor that plays the head of the Crips, absolute brilliant actor.
Yeah, he is.
Absolutely phenomenal dynamic between him and Jeremy Renner. So if you haven't seen it, but I mean, that's an old show.
When you
for,
go back to the power of the adult entertainment industry just sort of lurking under the mainstream,
yeah,
people need to remember that it was the adult entertainment industry that killed the Betamax machine and tape because they chose to go with VHS. And then later they chose to go with Blu-ray, which killed HD DVDs. They were both competitors at the time until the adult entertainment went with one direction, and that's what killed the other guy. So they
well,
have
what killed Harry Styles? Was online. It was online.
Well, no, but I'm talking about throughout history, Mike. I mean, they've had the power for a long time.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with HBO?
Because Mike is talking about how we are...
We're not prudes.
We're hypocritical in the fact that, you know, we have to hide or we're ashamed of looking at something
the way
like
it's
this.
Covered is
yeah.
hypocritical.
Oh, yeah.
When
yeah.
you're
yeah.
talking
about the power of the industry.
Controversy and whether they'll keep it on and all this stuff, I want to see how they do it. And if it's crappy the way they do it, I'm not interested. It's not just the, you know,
you
the
have,
element
you have
of,
your producer's of, eyes.
Well, no, I mean, I like... For example, when I'm looking at any kind of adult content, there's some that absolutely repels me. That's that others might consider mainstream, but it grosses me out.
Right.
And you know, I want model perfect people, and I want model perfect production values, and anything other than that, why am I wasting my time? You know, just to see a naked body, and that's the same way I feel about this show. But my curiosity, because it's a mainstream kind of presentation, mm-hmm. is what drove me to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if there happens and also the real element of this is to see the quality of people that participate,
mm-hmm.
because if it is a, as Rob loves to reference, real sex, those are usually not people that I would want to see in a state
and
of
undress. Can I give you some background?
Oh,
what's
look at this guy.
There he is.
Can I give you some background on the show? Because I've seen a few episodes before this was ever on HBO.
Oh, what? You
okay, hold on.
I've known about this.
BBC?
No, Channel 4. A different publicly owned channel in the UK.
Actually, Mike, they use the phrase BBC on this show.
And you obviously can access Channel 4 here in the States.
No, you can't.
Did you take a trip?
I had to use a VPN. Which basically makes it mask so my computer is in the UK.
We got it. Oscar, we have to keep some eyes on this guy.
Background check on
we
this
have to
kid.
Do a really, we have to vet. We have to vet.
You use a VPN to watch international programming on Netflix?
International porn.
It's not available on Netflix. Netflix, you can't. They block it if you try and use a VPN. But
I love
yes,
Michael
I've
McIntosh.
Used a VPN to try and watch. Specifically Channel 4 shows in the UK.
Why?
Because there's a few shows on that channel that I really liked. It's not an adult an adult-centric channel.
Right.
It's
right.
Channel
it's a regular
4
channel
in the
with
UK.
Programming,
when
right?
he says Channel 4, am I the only one that's thinking of like Doreen Gensler?
That's who I think about.
That's essentially it's there's
By the
news,
way, that is the
there's
local,
a great British Bake Off and there's Naked Attraction.
Okay.
Makes no right. sense.
And the greatest but Naked Attraction would I be correct in assuming
Doreen.
We're talking a mainstream presentation, right?
Yes.
And like most
show.
Of Europe, it
yes.
is, I mean, England has lax restrictions on what they can show on broadcast
Correct.
Television. Right. Okay.
Yes.
How did you hear about it to go looking for it and to create this false identity?
So it was just like a YouTube thing where I was watching like a YouTube gaming kind of thing, watching people play games, and someone on there just talked about they went to the UK and there's a show just on television where everybody's butt naked. I'm like, let's look at this. And I did.
And, I want to make my own conclusion.
And Oscar,
just 2 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of calories here, Oscar.
Jesus Christ.
Calories burned. I enjoy that.
So we left off at just look at it, and you did. How many seasons did you take a gander at this programming for?
I took a look at like three or four episodes.
All right. Is that because you ran out of lotion and stopped the season?
Stop what happened? It.
No.
That is gross. God.
Stop. Why it. Did you stop?
Because it wasn't interesting.
It wasn't cool anymore.
No.
Do you still have the VPN in case?
I mean, Mike doesn't want me to give anything away.
Well, he can put earmuffs on.
If you're going to hire a hooker, would you please let me get you a good one?
I can spoil.
Don't spoil anything.
No, I don't want you to.
Okay, then I won't.
But I mean, you have thoughts on it. Obviously, we're all going to talk about this.
Out of
when
five,
everybody,
well, out
Oscar,
of a,
you I, haven't seen it I'm yet,
just,
right?
Just, he can give us a scale. Well, he can give us a scale of five. Okay,
I'll just say this.
Out of five being the best, five tube socks being the best. How many tube socks do you give it?
So nasty. That is so disgusting.
I don't really. I mean, as a standalone show, like two.
Okay,
so it's
two.
The presentation sucks. It's, Rob, it's, you agree?
From what that is a very dead on recommendation.
Okay, now we can be the judge. Now we can be the judge.
Now we will be enough.
Enough.
Okay,
enough. Enough.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
fair
it.
Enough.
Yeah,
fair enough.
We will. And I will try to somehow manage to view this and you know and see what I think.
And I will also complete an episode tonight to see if it changes my opinion. So
well,
we
I mean,
can discuss
but I mean, I no, you don't have to do that. Don't waste your time because I think. You know, if you agree with Mac.
Well, I want to see the ending. I do want to see the ending.
Oh, there we go. There we go. You want to see the ending.
Yeah. Sure.
Maybe you didn't dislike
it.
I didn't say I disliked it.
You got some socks left?
Yeah.
Oh, God, please. No, don't respond.
Compression
don't
socks.
Don't respond. Oh,
that's got to be painful.
It's
really not bad.
Anybody that's ever worn compression socks is dying right now.
By the way, all right, by show of hands, who's worn compression socks?
I'm wearing them right now.
Well, I used to wear them.
Are you really wearing them right now?
Sure. I wear them every day.
I used to wear them by accident as a kid because I would run out of dress socks and steal my dad's. And then I'd be walking around the halls of my private school saying, man, my calves are so tight.
Yeah.
And you know.
And then my dad would be like, why are you stealing my compression socks?
It's a great segue for this because I have to tell you down here.
Yeah.
And all right, I want to say this delicately. If I get out of line, please get me back into line
so I
don't get in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble about this. But there are categories of people that that I know Oscar has done this, I have done this, where you put them in the category of giving up, right? Where they've given up. And look, I don't expect old people, unless you live in the villages in Florida, to be out there on the prowl all the time.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, I have mad respect for people that are in their later years that don't mind presenting themselves in a put together and nice way where they don't, you know, they haven't given up, right? Mm-hmm. They haven't given up with present. What falls into the category of women who, in my opinion, have given up is usually the way that the hair is presented and the way that certain outfits are presented, where you can look and go, oh, well, this person doesn't care.
Right.
And I've seen everything from, from the hair being unkempt with a sloppy outfit to wearing what appears to be a nightgown out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's it. With guys, one of the biggest tells for old men when I go, oh, well, they are compression socks being worn with shorts.
Mm.
Okay.
Which are so nasty to look at.
I've never gone that far, Mike.
Well, they're all over the place down here. And that to me is somebody that's like, hey, look, they are interested in running out the timer and, running out the clock and being done because it's like, why? Really? If you have compression socks on and you're wearing shorts, you're telling everybody, I'm advertising my ill health, and I want to show you my knee socks that are obviously because there's nothing attractive about compression
socks. May I ask,
nothing
else. Yes. What do compression socks do?
They keep the blood flow. I had them after I got cut on for my hips.
Yes.
Because I had a clot.
Yeah, you almost died.
But blood clotting is the primary reason I think that they're used.
Also,
blood clots.
For swelling, to keep swelling down.
In your case,
that's
true.
That's why I'm on the Lasix, like a racehorse, and the compression socks.
All right. So that's it. But you don't wear them with shorts, do you?
No, no.
Have you ever worn them with shorts?
Never.
Good.
I detest the way that looks.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So it brings me to what I've been trying to talk about for a couple of days here. The categories. I listed and created on my own the categories of old men. What I think I'll become, what I aspire to become, but I've categorized old men.
So will you say that you are not yet in any of these categories?
Not necessarily true. I think you guys will jump right on it. All category right. one is the category I probably occasionally fall into, which is curmudgeon. I've been a curmudgeon probably since I've been in my 30s.
Okay.
I've been curmudgeon-y. But yeah. That is the type of guy that is down here, and there's really nothing that's going to make this person happy.
Right.
There's really nothing, at least publicly happy.
Would you call them prickly?
Yeah, prickly would be the kid. There was a guy that had a hole in one at Happy Valley.
Okay.
And
are you okay, Oscar?
Everybody.
Why wouldn't you be happy? Yeah.
Because in our money game, for the first time, and they were doing this to bust chops. I know they were. But these old guys that have known each other much longer than I've known any of them.
Right.
Decided that the rule used to be you get a hole in one. You get all the money for the skins. Now, skins is the best shot on a hole. It's a game.
Right.
Anybody who knows golf knows what a skins game is. They used to publicize it on TV. You have the best hole of the day. You get it, and you get. Well, the rule used to be that you get the whole pot. And they said, no, you have to validate, which means you have to get a par or better on the next hole to validate your hole in one.
You're,
it's never been done before.
So
are you effing kidding me?
Now, and I knew for a fact that this 78-year-old man, maybe 74, had never had one before. But and so they did that, and he couldn't get by the fact that he didn't get the moolah for it.
Well,
and
I'd be upset as well.
Yeah, but the thing is,
that's unjust, but
the reason it was done is because of the prickly nature, because they knew that it was cruel.
See,
I had nothing to do with it, and it's kind of like it's a guy that is always kind of in a salty mood.
Okay. Yeah,
and I fall into that category.
Was he a good golfer? Was the hole in one his first?
Good. Yeah, it was his first. Okay. Really amazing that it was based on his ability.
And just to clarify here, it's almost impossible to get a hole in one. So when you get one, that's a celebration.
Yeah.
If you decide to put cash on the skins to win game, whatever you guys want to play.
It's not called skins to win.
Then
it's fine.
You should get the pot.
Yeah.
But it was done because of because it was this guy. I am simply saying that if it had been me and I was at that age and it was the first one I ever got, I would laugh it off. Simply because I thought it was ball, but and we're not talking about big money here.
No, no.
Okay, we're talking about a few dollars, and we're saying, and the thing about it was, it worked because like a half an hour later, it was a Friday. I was having a couple of adult beverages with my mates, and he came over to sit and was just still angry.
Sorry,
like, really angry. Like did he really, have to, really does angry.
It, is
like,
the tradition that he had? Did he have to pay for drinks too?
No.
Okay, well, that's something.
That's everybody that pays into the same.
Still, okay. Just.
I think it's funny. You know what?
It was funny, but the
Carl, can I many, give you a better equation? Just in my eyes, because I maybe I'm not a golfer, and I'd just be like,
it'd be great if you could bring an analogy.
I'll give you an analogy.
Similar.
My mom is a curmudgeon now. She just is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she gets upset about the baggage fee that she knows is coming. She knows it's coming. And she knows, by the way, Tio Oscar is paying for.
Right.
Right? We're on the way to Boston. I don't want to get her near the machine at all because she's going to see we pay for bags now. It's not 1980 and it's not Eastern Airlines anymore.
Right.
Right.
So she's like, ¿Qué es eso? Which is, what's that? I said, oh, you know, we got to pay for bags now. Like, she goes, ¿Por qué? Like, why? Like, indignant.
She's just going through the exercise.
She's just.
Yeah.
Pissed to bitch, and she knows it's going to happen.
And she wants to.
Yes, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, why are you making a scene? This kiosk isn't going to give you any feedback. It's just me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would, and I hate to bring the golf, but you know what I do.
Fair, right. Yeah, I get it.
I have to bring, I'm the same way with slow play. There is nothing.
You have none patience
there
for
it. There is nothing that's going to change what's happening. Nothing. Nothing in my power, nothing in anybody's power that's going to change. And I have to stop. In fact, I am going to go full Zen the next time because it's absolutely counterproductive.
Mm.
And I can't do it anymore. But I bitch just to bitch just to, and it's got to be unpleasant to be around.
Yeah.
Although in the case of most recently, everybody was complaining about the same thing.
No,
but it doesn't do any good.
You're like, I don't know. For some reason, it's okay when you yell at us inside your house or your domicile or on the show. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not necessarily okay. It's just, we're just used to it.
Yeah, but I'm trying not to do it.
You've been a lot better the last 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So but your overall disposition in public is great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would say mm-hmm. so.
Like you are not, unless it's an event that people are there to see you, if it's like a different event that's not about you, you are mm-hmm. awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
I could see you acting that way at a golf course where it's not you about you. It's about the, you know, everybody there.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. That's nice. I'll accept that. And I think that's
you have decorum.
Value. Yeah. I have decorum.
Yes.
And
you can correct your path though, Mike. You don't have to
correct
end
my path. And I don't, and I'm telling you very clearly as I age.
Yes.
I would love to veer away to a certain degree. I know I won't be able to accomplish it all from the curmudgeon. Don't want to end up there. Want to still be able to laugh at a joke.
You are so much better
at,
like, not even just, if I may give you a compliment.
Thank you.
You in fifth gear when we're doing the show is like, and by fifth gear, I mean like, bah, bah, not even characters, just like witty, funny, go, 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 awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And that slip into your sixth gear, because Mike's clutch has six gears, mm-hmm. sports car, when you get angry, is like it just erases the fun parts.
I agree. I agree. I'm very mindful of that lately. I really am. I've been thinking about it a lot.
Did you hear that compliment, Mike?
It was near the back wrist.
It was very much so.
You know what I mean?
You had to kind of, it's a little spot at the end of the back of the hand, which is right there.
I almost wrote down on a piece of paper that said, this is not going to be a compliment.
I sealed
it in an envelope
yesterday,
and mailed
it
to my
Shannon daughter. I hear Shannon laugh. Let me give you a compliment.
Yes.
Shannon is cackling so much upstairs last night that I run upstairs and I'm like, what's so funny? And she's watching you with the Ryobi fan over and over and over and over again. And she's got those noise-canceling headphones, so she doesn't realize how loud she's being.
Sure. Oh, God bless her.
And I'm like,
I was like, you know, Mike.
Like, this is what he does. She goes, it's so funny. And I'm like, this is,
like many people in my, it's a mutual admiration. Yeah. I like that she makes me laugh, and I'm glad that I'm able to do that with her.
Was a compliment.
That was. Thank you. The next one is the silent type. We have those down here. The silent type is... really, communication is not necessary in their minds because it's just not necessary. And they are, in my humble opinion, people I choose to avoid more than the curmudgeons. Curmudgeons give it to you all out there on their sleeve so you can, they wear their heart on their sleeve. The silent type is just like, you know, why are you here, right? Participate a little bit.
May I ask you a leading question?
Sure.
The silent senior citizen.
Yes.
Are they often paired with a very over-the-top, ebullient wife?
Doesn't matter. It's random.
Oh, it's random.
It's
okay.
Random. So
because I would think maybe they were beaten down.
No, but it's just kind of like, you get a little of the... And, Gotta go. You know, that kind of just very little participation.
Yeah. If you are over 70 and you're quiet and the silent type, and this goes for everybody...
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're hiding from the Nuremberg tribunals.
You've done something awful.
You've done something so awful.
I don't know.
You don't want people to know
you'd
that
have
you
have to be older than
you
70.
You used to be in Germany.
Yeah.
And then you moved to Argentina.
And somebody will identify on your street.
Yes.
It's him.
Yeah.
It's him.
Like in the show Hunters, Mike.
But they're quiet and there's just nothing there.
Yeah.
Like a quiet young guy too. So it's the same thing. The second to last one is the not funny funny man.
Funny
man is loud, has something to say about everything, is a little edgy or thinks they're a little edgy, always has something to say. And that is a that annoys me as well. That's not what I want to be.
That's a sign of desperation.
It's well, it's just what they are, and they've gotten away with it.
No. It's complete. Well, they've gotten away with it. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On more than one occasion, I have had to stop myself from being witty and funny. And I know you're going to make a joke in a second.
Not at all.
And because it's easy when you're outside of this room. Because you're like, oh, I'm going to murder with this joke. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a little off color, but I'm going to just kill.
Right.
And as you grow up and you realize that not everything is TMOS land and not everybody has a sense of humor, you have to like fight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To just shut up.
Yeah, because it's
and
there.
And listen.
And you're trained.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Your brain is trained like, that
less
way.
Less is more.
I find myself doing that more now than I've ever done it before.
My father's.
I find myself pulling back. And just shutting up because it's like, I got a 50-50 chance.
Throughout business school, when finally, you know, somebody, the general walked in and said, my God, this entire time, because one of my classmates was a general in the Army, he's retiring, his wife listened to the show. She knew the Mike O'Mara show.
Right.
And she said, I can't believe you haven't mentioned, you know, Oscar Santana. And he's looking at his like, full layout of the composite of the class. Yeah, mm-hmm. And she's like, there's an Oscar Ceballos. And she goes, that's Oscar Santana. And it said next to there, more broadcasting, Michael Merritt. She goes, that's him. That's the stage name Santana. And she goes, he dresses and acts like a banker. He doesn't talk to anybody when he's in there.
Win.
Yeah, I thought that was a win.
It is a win.
Right?
It is a win. And you don't do it. I find myself occasionally, you know, giving them show mic out there. It's usually with a voice, with a funny voice.
But that slays. I mean, man or woman, like I'm throwing you my boxers or my panties. You're so funny when you do that.
That's true. It's very true.
I
did.
I called one of the older guys I'm playing with the other day, Russian Machine. And I started doing the guy next to me goes, that's better than John Malkovich. And I went, you've made my day. Yeah. I don't care what I shoot today. You've made my day. As I... He is machine that hit ball in middle of field every single time. And the guy next to me is laughing, the guy hitting it's laughing, and I kept doing it a little
Here's why that's not, you're not part of that category, though, because you said it's the unfunny, funny guy.
Yeah,
and
loud,
that, I mean, it's funny.
Loud,
yeah.
And they're not funny lines.
Like when they say, that's what she said.
Yeah, something like that. My dad's oldest brother was a pre-war baby, so he was significantly older than my dad's three other brothers. And he was a salesman. To the day he died, he was a salesman. And he had no off switch as far as bad salesman-like joke patter. And it drove us crazy.
And that changes dramatically if the individual is funny.
He was not funny.
Well, that's the difference.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not funny, loud, da-da-da-da. And it's just, there's nothing there. You know, it's just like, hey, if your wife sees you doing that, you're going to na-na-na. And it's like, shut up. And I've been with a funny man.
Right.
With a guy that knew every joke and would tell me a joke almost every time I would see him. He had the funniest joke for when he got sick, and he had to leave and come back and have some procedures done. And I said to him, hey, man, you look great. He said, well, how did I put it to him? I said, I haven't seen you in a while, and you look great. He said, well, it's better to be seen than to be viewed. And it was just
That's so classic, funny.
And the final category, because we're running out of time here, and this is what I aspire to as an old man and what I hope that I can even do a little bit of, but I don't think I'll be successful, and I think you'll agree. It is the life is great guy. And the life is great guy is just happy to be out there, happy to be enjoying life, happy to be with people, it's just super positive. It's phony. If he goes home to his wife and he doesn't say three words, I don't see it. But in public, this person is just upbeat and, you know, just doesn't get fazed by anything.
I would bet that if they are like that in public, I would bet they would be like that all the time.
I would think so. You know who's like that?
And who's I've heard enough people from behind the scenes, especially
at ESPN.
Oh,
I know who you're going to say.
Tony Reale. From Around the Horn, the host of...
Okay, all right.
Of Around the Horn. Mm-hmm. On ESPN.
I was going to say Pat McAfee.
Everybody too. Probably. No.
No.
You don't think he's a happy guy? Might be.
I do
but
not.
Tony Reale.
He's a guy with issues.
Everyone has said to a man, And this is like this. I'm not even prompting this. Like they're mad how nice he is and how happy he is.
And it's natural.
It's natural.
Yeah.
You can't necessarily change your stripes, but you can aspire to incorporate certain things. So, you know, my goal with the bookends there to move away from curmudgeon to, you know, happy with life. Great guy. Life is great. And there are moments in my life when I realize it. And usually when I'm, you know, at one point over the weekend, Carla was walking by. I said, come here. And she sat down on, you know, the throne, the marital chair. And then my son crawled over on top of us. And the three of us were just hanging out. Just hanging That's out for sweet. About 5 minutes. And I said, can it get? It can't. There's nothing
at any
that
point
improves on this.
Did she put a mirror under your nose?
We have, thank you. Very good. And that's why you are the funny, funny man. And that works for me. That's
thank
why
you.
We've hung out together for a number of decades. God.
I shall try to endeavor to remain funny.
Yeah, very good. And we will take a little break. When we come back, we got the round table, including some good news and some not so good news.
Oh.
When we return on the Mike O'Meara Show. If you're looking for a new way to transition from on to off, we've got it for you. After that tough work day, this won't leave you with a hangover or feeling groggy in the morning. Enter Dadgrass if you want to do that, the federally legal CBD joints that feel like having a glass or two of wine, but you're not drinking, you know, three bottles of wine.
Right.
Dadgrass, it's legal, it's organic, it's smokable hemp that relaxes your body and it mellows you out. They're 100% organic pre-rolled joints, have low THC, high CBD. You can enjoy the effects of cannabis while keeping a clear head, and it relaxes you. And if you're not looking to toke, they also have tinctures, gummies that are fantastic, and they're great. All the mellow goodness, but you don't need to smoke. They all leave you in a euphoric mood. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Plus, it is TSA approved. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order, dadgrass.com/TMOS. And thank you, Dadgrass. Release that thing. Kraken. There it is.
Kraken is cracking open.
How about that? How about that, huh? How about that?
That's our curmudgeonly Kraken, Mike.
Yeah, sorry. Let's start.
Thank you, Rob.
We start today with the 148-day writer's strike, the second longest in Writers Guild of America history. It will conclude 12:01 Pacific time today, thanks to a vote from the Guild leadership that officially authorized some of the 11,500 members to return to work, tasks that for months were prohibited by strike rules, pitching, selling scripts, taking meetings, responding to notes. They'll be sanctioned while writers' rooms can reconvene. I am very happy. We're not all the way there yet because the actors have to be taken care of as well, but we will see. The quote is, this allows writers to return to work during the ratification process, but does not affect the membership's right to make a final determination on contract approval. So everybody's got to be okay. Giving approval. The WGA negotiating committee stated after its West Board and WGA East Council voted unanimously to lift the restraining order. That means it's going to go through.
Yeah.
And everybody that I'm listening to and reading about says this is a pretty great deal for them.
But a question, good. Like, yeah. Let's say they say that this is going to mean the return of the late night talk shows, your Fallon and Jimmy's and all that stuff.
Yeah, but right away.
But are they not the host? Are they not considered actors?
No.
Not at all?
No.
So they're not
no,
part of AFTRA.
That would be scripted television series, probably.
Okay, so they will be able to do that. How about Saturday Night Live? Because I heard Lorne say that they can come back if their host is like an athlete or someone out of the
They'll
acting
work around
business.
It. They'll work around it.
That's interesting because I wouldn't think the cast would
I was going to say, the cast would almost have to be AFTRA, right?
Yeah, and I think you will probably, to my knowledge and everything I've read about this, the stickier wicket was the idea of the writers.
Yeah, so
because
the actors
a
will
lot
probably
more
follow.
Development, yeah, yeah. There's a lot more pitching. Whereas acting, you know, you got somebody, they did a show,
yeah.
It's more concrete, but I don't know. We'll have to wait and see how quickly this moves it. And I'm looking for that. I was looking for that today to see where it is with AFTRA. The union I happen to be in, so yeah. I mean,
what
I'd
about
like to see
your
what's
union?
Going on.
from HBO.
Oh yeah, I got a check the strike.
You're
yeah.
after,
right?
I got a check during the strike. It literally cost more to mail it than it did for the check.
Well, those are minimal residuals, which is legit if you have a bit part. You did not have a bit part, and that should be more. I actually got more way back when for Babylon 5 because it was a broadcast entity that I got than you got from.
I got two or three yours. Big checks up front.
Okay.
Really? Now, what kind of big checks?
Like a couple thousand.
Damn.
Yeah, and they paid me well to do the show as well. I mean, it was.
What was that?
I think it was $5,500 for the day.
Holy yes.
Yeah.
It Good. Was. That's awesome. Congratulations. It was
about $10,000 for the whole process.
It was truly an amazing
That's
experience.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the character's name again?
It was Lester the DJ.
Lester the DJ.
Z88.7, wasn't it?
With the cap.
Yeah, with the cap. And the fancy pants.
Ever since Barbie came out, the movie, there's been a trend, of course there has, on TikTok of adults filming themselves picking out and buying Barbie dolls for themselves. Here we go, America.
Picking.
It's basically, I hate this word. I hate the word emotional support. It's for emotional support and to fulfill their inner child. Americans, we fulfill our inner child more than any culture on the planet.
Your father called it years ago.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. The dumbing of America is what it is. People are also buying them for loved ones who might not have had one as a kid.
Just horrible.
According to a psychology professor, this is a good thing and can have positive mental health effects. They say it can prevent depression and build optimism and confidence.
Maybe I should get one.
Blah, 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 blah. You want one? How about a G.I. Joe?
Couldn't hurt.
That would be better for you.
Were either of your daughters into Barbies?
Well, no. No, they really
Julia wasn't
weren't.
Either.
So. I got them Barbies. I bought a lot of Barbies for my daughters when they were younger. And I bought them, what the hell were they? Bratz.
Yes.
B-R-A-T-Z. They like Bratz too. So the answer to your question, I was wrong when I answered you first. Yes, I did buy a lot of Barbies for that.
Julia
they had
no interest in that. The only thing she did, and she still collects it to this day, it's weird. No interest in those like glamorous dolls, but she collects the Barbie Christmas ornaments every year.
What about the Pikachus? Those are like kind of little dolls, right?
Yeah, but she never, that was more Robert. That was more Robert than her. Yeah, she was busy hacking computers.
Do you all, and maybe I know I missed this, and I know we talked about the overall, what are they called? The trading cards, but also the VR game that we walked around searching for.
Oh, where you were capturing stuff. What was that called?
The kids have it. The trading
Pokemon
cards.
Pokemon Go.
Yes.
Yeah, and it
Pokemon
was an Go app cards. Where you could go capture them. Yeah.
Did I I had Pogs, these milk caps. Oh my God, such a loser. But did you ever, Mike?
Yeah.
Collect Pokemon cards with your kids?
Trading cards. I have never. Because I'm an older dad, and even with my daughters, they weren't into it.
Okay.
So with my son, I stay out on the. I'll play Madden with him.
Yes.
I will go through his football cards and enjoy every minute. But the whole Pokemon thing lost on me. I have nothing to do.
Mike, when you played Madden with your son, you actually played as Madden, didn't you?
It was incredible. I did my Frank Caliendo, who does the greatest Madden.
This is
terrific. Yeah.
I didn't collect anything with Robert. I do, as you know, Mike, I come from a broken home.
Oh, here we go. That's always the qualifier.
So when I was little, I would collect baseball cards despite not knowing much about the sport because I knew someday they would be valuable.
Yes.
And I
still
have
them in
the box.
Crap out of Chad Ramis when he ripped up my Homer Jones football
card. And it ruined collecting cards for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I kicked his ass right in front of his mother.
So one of these days, I've got to get out my cards and look at them.
I'm only asking because I feel like these Barbies, these ornaments, even some Bratz dolls, the Pokemon trading cards. They have Pokemon skate decks now. They're the latest and greatest because they have a limited amount that are gold foiled. And they all come up on my feed. And I was like, do they have the wrong person? Or am I the one that missed out on this?
No, Oscar, it's the same thing that Carly gets when she's looking at watch ads all day long on her computer.
Yeah.
Somehow... They grab you.
And you know what? Every time it's a gold foil limited edition, you look.
Oh, I do. I wonder if this guy got the gold deck.
Yeah, exactly.
It's special. It's not lost on 80-year-old Mick Jagger that he won't be around forever, but that doesn't mean the Rolling Stones can't be. He says, quote, you can have a posthumous business now, can't you? You can have a posthumous tour. The technology has really moved on since the ABBA thing. He's talking about the ABBA Voyage concert in London. with holograms.
Right.
But the Stones won't be slowing down to holograms anytime soon.
Holograms.
I like call them holograms.
Holograms.
Tomorrow they're releasing a song called Sweet Sounds of Heaven featuring Lady Gaga and Stevie Wonder. It's from their album Hackney Diamonds, and that comes out October 20th. You got to be a little jacked about
that. I
want to
hear it. I've heard
there.
A couple cuts from it. I've not heard the Gaga and Stevie Wonder one yet, but it sounds like them, but deep down in my heart, I know it's not the Rolling Stones without Charlie Watts. That really bothers me. He plays on a couple cuts on this album, but I think, you know, they've had a rotating lineup for many, many years.
Who is drumming for the Stones on this tour?
They used Steve Jordan for a while. I don't know who's
Max Weinberg.
Not Max Weinberg.
But a good choice, though. Yeah. It would be a perfect choice.
He could definitely
He's
do
alive,
it.
Right?
Yeah, I believe so.
But thank you very much.
I wonder that this bringing in the guest stars, if it's not gimmicky a little bit.
Well, they got to feed their families, man.
They can feed their families fine.
All I know, Rob, is if Mick Jagger bows to the audience like this, where he bows with his hands and then he gives himself a hug, then we've got problems.
He'll never
do that.
Yeah,
that's the Tony Bennett thing that you got there.
They should have retired after their blues album 3 years ago because it was
People
strong.
Are talking about something called the girlfriend effect on social media. The idea is that guys look hotter when they're taken. The videos going viral are simple. A woman shows photos of her boyfriend before and after they got together. The implication is the guys get a glow up because their ladies are helping him with a fashion tips and grooming.
Mm.
Maybe there's more to it. Maybe guys get a boost of confidence from being in a relationship. Of course they do. Or they make a stronger effort to look sharp. That said, most of the videos that aren't convincing, most of the videos aren't that convincing,
I see.
The remedial reader said. In one, the boyfriend is good-looking, both before and after, and in the older pics, he looks more like a teenager, while he looks more like a mature young man in the now pics.
Well, this is tough.
I thought the take
I got
effect-
uglier after I married Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
I just can say that. Like, I let myself go, and then the pandemic hit, then I got in the car accident, and I stopped working out.
Yeah.
Now...
That's what does it for
most
men.
I look back at... If you look on our TikTok... At Michael Mara Show, at Michael Mara Show, please.
Mm-hmm.
Subscribe. And our Instagram, especially Instagram, at Michael Mara Show.
You look kind of dreamy in Medellin, I'll tell you
that. I look so much better now.
Yes.
Well, again, losing almost 30 pounds, that helps.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But let me tell you, Shannon I don't think she's noticed. That's the craziest part. The one that you should care about, not everybody else, but
your wife. She notices.
No. Let me be honest here. I had said that when I lost 50 pounds, I would shave my beard off, and you guys were a witness to that.
Sure.
And, it was soul-crushing, and it still is, that when I shave the beard off after my 50-plus, almost 60-pound weight loss.
A transformation.
Mrs. O'Mara said, I'll grow it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a real happy day.
Yeah, maybe
right
we're the shallow ones. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't really care.
I would say that right now, in the history of the show... We are, at our averages, we are all the best looking we've been.
God bless you. Right yes. back at you, yeah. Rob Spiewak. Yes.
I think
absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
Finally today. Must have been today, really ugly.
A Florida, what am I doing with Florida?
Florida.
A Florida man.
Do
is,
they have holograms?
Hologram. A
Pikachu
Florida
holograms?
Man is recovering after being attacked by a rabid otter.
Otter. Hmm.
The Florida Department of Health confirmed
you got one of those
that the animal tested positive for rabies.
Oh, rabies.
Yeah, the rabies got him. Joseph Scaglione said he was feeding the birds in his backyard last week when suddenly they scattered. Now, listen, we have video down here. I should have gotten it to Mac, but I didn't have time. Right before I came in here, I saw it was on the local news down
right.
here. Here's the quote from Mr. Scaglione. Hey, I looked up. I looked up and I looked back down. There was a brown head sticking over the bank of the pond. And at first, I don't know what an otter. It was an otter. I realized it was an otter. The man said he tried to back away, but the otter pounced and tripped Scaglione. He was bitten on his legs, hands, and arms 41 times.
41 times?
You know what he said?
What?
My pinky got it the worst. The little bastard hung on to my pinky finger. That's it. Puncture wounds. I ain't sure if it goes right through or whatever. Hey,
One's on the corner where the cuticle was.
Oh, I hate a cuticle bite from an otter.
Scaglione eventually tossed the otter away and made it to safety. The otter later crossed paths with a couple on a walk with their baby, and their dog attacked the otter.
That's
and then the
a no
otter
good.
Attacked the pup.
Yeah.
The otter was immediately given a low-level clerical job in the DeSantis administration. So there we go.
Mike.
Funny guy, it's not really funny. What?
Any reports on Pinto or Pluto?
Hey, Brother Pinto, Brother Pluto.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. I want to talk dogs right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Dogs, because everybody loves a canine. Isn't that right, ladies and gentlemen? Of course it is. Proper functional hydration is essential. Liquid IV is our fave. It's the number one powdered hydration brand in America. Their hydration multiplier is the best. Use it first thing in the morning before a workout, when you feel run down in the afternoon, after a night out with friends or on long flights. Just one stick. You can hydrate two times faster than water alone. Plus, get essential vitamins and three times the electrolytes as leading sports drinks. Liquid IV comes in 12 yummy, yummy flavors to keep your hydration routine exciting. Feel amazing while making a global impact. Liquid IV has donated 39 million servings across 50 countries. Join me and choose Liquid IV for a revitalizing and world-changing hydration experience. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. All right, so I would like to make a statement regarding dogs. We went to our friend's house the other night, and they had what they told us was a very expensive canine, referred to as, I believe it is a Bernedoodle, which is a
Bernese
mountain dog.
Gorgeous.
And,
I bet it is a beautiful
gorgeous,
dog.
Gorgeous,
yeah.
Gorgeous.
All right,
throw it up, Mac. Bernedoodle.
Show a Bernedoodle. There are lots of pictures of them. They're Bernedoodles, Dalmadoodles, Aussie Poos, Labradoodles, Schnoodles, Newfie Poo, Cockapoo, Pomapoo, Weimer Doodle. All right, enough with the doodles, all right? I've had just about, I think we need, I'd like to point out.
Yes?
There's a fine breed of dog out there, and it is called the poodle. And one of the best breeds of dog in the world. I've owned one before. I had a standard poodle, and I've had a miniature poodle. And I think the poodles are just getting short shrift when it comes to the world of dogs. Why do we have to overbreed these wonderful dogs with other dogs just because those dogs don't have the presence of mind to not shed on a couch?
Okay?
Now, give me a break, please.
If I am understanding this correctly, the poodle, both small and big, they are non-allergenic. So that's
hypoallergenic.
Okay, and also one of the smartest breeds out there.
The standard poodle, you won't find many smarter dogs.
But you have to admit, they're cursed, especially the standard poodle, with not having a very good-looking face. It's
you
angular.
Bastard.
Well, I'm
that
sorry.
That is horrible. That is not
Can you bring
true.
Up a standard poodle, Mac?
I've looked up. Yes. Remember, I think I probably told you guys that I met someone at a dog park, and I saw a Bernedoodle. And maybe I didn't give you the species. It was a medium Bernedoodle.
Okay.
And
who let the dogs out?
And the Bernedoodle got along so well with Santos.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you know, if we're not going to have a kid and I'm shooting blanks, and it's like, it's what the
add a Bernedoodle to your repertoire.
It's a Burning Man in my my testicles.
Right.
There's nothing there.
Right. One cheese sandwich.
Yes, just a bunch of mud and
it
nothing.
It was Firefly, Mike.
So nasty.
The Fire Festival.
So it's
keep that up there, Mac. I want to show Oscar what
I
a beautiful dog is.
This lady, I said, do you mind asking your husband where you got this dog? And I mentioned in passing, and even mentioned the Bernedoodle.
She doesn't know.
She's I don't know. It's her husband figured it out.
Okay.
And in Spanish, I'm talking to her. And I said, and as soon as I mentioned something on the show, thank you, Sam Rem. He was kind enough to say, adopt a dog, right?
Yeah.
And you're right. There's so many dogs out there that need homes.
Yeah.
Save a dog.
And
so I talked to Shannon. I said,
yes.
Hey, this lady wrote back about this breeder, and she's like, look, if we get another dog, I just want to adopt the dog, and maybe like we can give them a better home.
So you're right? Not going to go with a designer breed?
Not yet.
Okay.
And right. Probably not, because there's so many dogs available.
I have to be say, saved. The Bernedoodle that I was interacting with the other night, there's a beautiful standard in back
this
here right now.
This dog looks possessed. Hellraiser 7.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at this dog.
That face. They're beautiful.
Look at those ears. They scream.
By the way, if you didn't do up the dog like people do with those stupid haircuts, you'd have a pretty normal looking animal if you just let it grow its hair out. You really would.
It's too like a greyhound nose.
Poodles are yappers.
They're not yappers. They're smart. You can train them easily. I'm going to say the Bernedoodle and Santos, the Golden Doodle, but they're wonderful dogs.
Well, Santos is a wonderful dog and very trainable. I've even taught him a trick.
Well, I just want you to know that the niceness of all these hounds,
the sweetness,
is the poodle. It's coming from the poodle.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
It's coming from the poodle.
I thought poodles were mean.
I know that like a regular golden retriever, my sister had a couple of them and would just constantly. I watched multiple family gatherings where the dog would jump up and clean out a whole tray of food that was getting ready. That kind of crap that you have. But look, standard poodles, it's not just the allergy factor. They're great. And this dog, this Bernedoodle, was the sweetest animal I have ever seen. But don't forget where they come from, all right?
This one looks like it's waiting for his chance to kill a baby.
You're horrible. You're horrible.
The dingo ate my baby.
My two scenes. Dingo ate my baby.
The poodle ate my baby.
A water burn baby.
That is true. That hot water does burn baby.
I caddy up in heaven. Caddy, my family's dog when I was a baby. When I was an infant, wheeled me. My dad trained it to wheel me in the carriage, get up on its hind legs, and it'd like to lean on the carriage and run me down the street.
Right off the ledge?
Right into traffic.
No, my dad would have another cigarette. It was always a chance for him to do something cute in the neighborhood and smoke. That's the way. We'll be right back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. Cute and smoke.
What memories do you wish you could relive?
Relieve.
It's the turnaround. It's the quick turnaround. If I'm trying to like create an excuse.
Phew.
What memories do you wish you could relive? Or pass down to your kids.
Like Caddy. You would love to relive that.
I would. Well, I was an infant, so I don't remember a lot of it.
That's why you need to relive it. That's why.
I have pictures, and I could, I could bring the picture to Legacy Box, and they could save it for me.
Digitally.
Are your memories trapped on VHS tapes, film reels, film negatives? We've got the perfect solution. It's Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the simple, safe solution for digitizing all your family's precious memories. And by going to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy, this is a great discount, folks, 40% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. They digitize over 15 different types of analog media. So whether it's VHS tapes, Super 8mm film reels, or photo negatives, they've got you covered. After 10 years in the business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer. They've helped over 1 million families relive their wedding days, their Christmases, road trips. They got it all. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 40%. Buy today. Set it in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. Legacybox.com/TMOS. So I hope you get my message about the poods, okay? Really. I just bet
there is probably a poodle rescue site where if you wanted to rescue a dog, you could find a poodle.
There's probably poodle rescue. Yeah.
Linus came from a German Shepherd rescue site, and then we ran the, because we got him when he was 10 weeks old, and we ran the doggy DNA, and he had everything but German Shepherd in him. So
that's good. Well, and he's a pretty, pretty dog.
He's a wonderful dog.
Oscar got me excited today when he came in. One of the first things he said to me, how much money is too much money for a TV. And listen, I'm a dude. Sorry. I don't want to make it sexist or anything like that, but let's be honest. You roll out to your Costco on the weekend, it's dudes standing in front of those big screen TVs. That's what we like.
Even if you don't have a chance of buying one, don't you always look and price them?
I love them.
Every time.
They put them in the front. I love them. I got a giant one here that I'm using like 50% of the screen, but I've got it in here because it's there.
Because they're not expensive. It depends on what you need. If you're a picture snob, you realize quickly. For example, I This is like the third effing TV I've purchased for my parents because they don't care and they're blind, but I care when I walk in. And I, if I'm going to spend every effing Sunday there staring at La Voz, the voice in Spanish, at least I want to see some picture.
You just got them one.
I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did. All right. I mean, I got the wrong size, if you recall. Now there's a gap between that because I thought it was, I bought 70. I thought 70 was enough.
Yeah.
It was 75 what it was there
before.
I got to
go 75 then, yeah.
Oh, they had a 75 before.
Yes.
Did you buy that one too?
For $600 in a Black Friday sale, and it lasted a year, and that was about it.
Oh, because it was crap.
Well, yeah, because my mom's like,
you could rent one. That
she said, she called, she's like, tu papá dice de que está nublado la tele, which is, your dad says the TV's cloudy. and I thought they messed something up. I'm like, they just have the settings wrong. So I reset the picture. And then after 3 hours on the phone with Samsung, and then finally the guy on the phone was like, sir, you know, technically this is a discount television. The fact that you got a year and a half out of this is pretty impressive.
That coming from Samsung?
Yeah, because I was like, why would you sell something like this? He's like, these aren't really meant to be used for over X amount of months. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, TV's fun. So, I love shopping for them.
There is a new trend, and you'll see more of this. And I don't have the exact application, and maybe because I have a skinny house, I always think of maximizing space.
Yeah.
We've all seen the paper thin TVs that are OLEDs. Still pretty expensive.
Yep.
You know, I haven't had those iterations in my life for OLEDs. They're very fragile. Fine.
But you can put them on your wall with thumbtacks, which is nice.
It's very impressive. Exciting.
Yes.
And have the curves gone away?
The curves are done? Yes, they're going away.
They were a failure.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Okay.
The immersive TV. No, thank you. What about the transparent TV?
I'm not aware of this product.
So, and you'll see more of these in the next 2 years. You can get them now at a very high line. They're roughly $8,000, depending on the panel you're looking at.
Okay. Nope.
You can see through the TV.
That seems to be a disadvantage.
Well,
it would wreak havoc with the picture.
It almost looks like a hologram.
So it actually projects
image? The image is on the screen. But you can choose a version of it of the image to see through the TV. So imagine you're like for my house, I have a dormant fireplace in the middle of that's holding up the house.
Yes. You tried to destroy it many times.
I tried to take it down.
Yeah.
If I'm not going to pay for an I-beam to go up and I keep and the only reason I know about this is because the person that's looking at our house to do the remodeling said, you know, you could keep the structure here and save $10,000 on this beam if you put one of those new transparent TVs right in the middle of the fireplace. And I said, well, let me look how much these things cost. I was like, the I-beam is cheaper, sir, after everything's said and done.
Yeah.
Will the picture, obviously, the picture will fill
the screen.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around it because I don't get it.
Does it?
I don't get it.
I mean, it's going to come out of a
Yeah,
thing?
It just pops up.
So, and it's just a pane of
glass,
acrylic or something like that. But you see on the other side of it.
Yes.
Right?
Are there pixels within the Lucite?
Yes.
But they're not in such a way that you can't see through them. So if you were to, let's take Oscar's apartment or his house as an example. The actual base unit would sit where the fireplace is open.
Yes.
It would cover that.
Correct.
And then you would just see the nice brickwork.
Yes.
And then when you want to watch TV, boom, you hit on.
It comes up.
The panel
fills that whole television.
Television. Wow.
Otherwise, I have natural light shooting through the TV. Again, I'm not going to do this.
Or you could leave it shut and it's still.
You're good to go.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
And it's expensive.
Not going to happen because we'd rather get an I-beam and not have a TV.
But $8,000, you know what? That's not prohibitive expensive. Like the fancy TVs.
You could buy a 90-inch television for $8,000.
Yeah.
I've seen them.
Yeah.
Right? I love them.
Yes.
I got the wall for it.
You do have, all people, you have the wall. Yes.
Yes, you do.
I do. I've got the sound system that I moved in here, back before I was broke.
And then.
Those were the days.
And then as we go to, this is what's great about living in Georgetown and actually not having, like, the people, and I hope you're listening. I don't know if you are. We are a normal family that bought the cheapest house on the block. If there's any renovations that are going to happen, it's going to be on the IKEA budget. And I'm saying this to the world. we walk outside and they're like, and this room should be very bright, just basically where the kitchen is.
Yeah.
The kitchen's gonna be bright because we want natural light because we live in what is a hovel right now. And I said, okay. They're like, you might want one of those Sunbright TVs. And I said, are those the outdoor televisions that have the bright nits that you can see? People put them on their deck.
I would love to have a Sunbright
TV. I said, I think, sir, those are
$5,000. They are.
And he's like, yeah, but it'll go right here. I'm like, no. No, yeah. Like,
Yeah.
Do you see my floors? They've been like this for 5 years for a reason, sir.
Yeah, $5,000.
$5,000 for any TV, unless it's 100 inches, is a problem.
Yeah.
Are the Sunbrights all expensive?
$5,500
like
for a 55-inch, for 50-inch.
Is that a company, or do all the makers make a Sunbright style of television?
Samsung just came out with their own version of that.
Okay.
And they're supposed to be weather-resistant. You can keep them outside.
Guaranteed for 14 months.
Wait till Black Friday.
Yes.
No, not going to get any of that. What really got me was this transparent TV, which I'd seen a little bit of in the past few years, but never on the market.
Mm-hmm.
I ask you, if money was not an object, would you have one of these out on your lanai?
Absolutely, one main reason.
What's that?
You can actually, when you're watching the news, you can see right through what Nora O'Donnell is wearing. Which is really, really exciting for me, you know? It would be really great. That's the anchor I picked, Rob. Rob liked the anchor.
Of all anchors. Right?
Mike, yeah, well good. Played.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Kind of cool looking, to be honest.
I love it. I love the hidden screen.
If you don't play, you can't win.
Yeah. Do they have a winner yet? Anyway, we'll be right back.
Tonight's the drawing, I think.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. There's a touch of fall in the air. I just saw President Joe Biden. What's wrong with me today? I am really mucking up.
2024.
Hey, there's a touch of fall in the air. I just saw President Joe Biden picketing to support candy corn. You know, there's a reason why broadcasters used to talk like that.
Why?
Because you can get through your copy. You know, look out, but it's nearly autumn.
You're buying some time there, Dave Kellogg.
And even the fall sun, you can burn up like a flipping paint factory. No bueno. Beware. You need Dermglow. They've got the scoop on SunGay, the most epic sunscreen in town. And that's not all. Dermglow's got the whole kit for your skin's A-game. Swing by in person or hop on a virtual skin consultation. She was doing one last night. Trust me, the transformation is unreal. Hit up DermGlowSkin.com and discover what you've been missing. Lightning fast shipping, global delivery, and afterpay for your ease. And make up your mind, opt for an e gift card. And be sure to tell them that presidential little brother and national embarrassment Billy Carter sent you. Remember, Billy sold beer, received cash from Libya, endorsed peanut liquor, owned a gas station, and once urinated in an airport runway. On an airport runway.
On.
In full view of the press and various dignitaries. But he knew how to look his best while drinking a half gallon of vodka a day. He relied on Carla O'Meara at Dermglow, who might not have been born yet. Be even smarter than Billy Carter. You got a Dermglow. You got to Dermglow it. Jesus, O'Meara out. About three lines of that commercial that actually sell anything, Checky.
Hello.
My God.
The flip side. I had forgotten that Billy Carter took money from Libya.
Billy Carter got money from Libya and urinated on a tarmac.
That's right. And peanut liquor.
Right.
This is fascinating to me. I love the movie Airplane. I saw it in the theater. It was a game changer for me because it was when the parody motion picture was more rare and I had never seen anything like it. It was very, very funny to me. Also, at the same time they were making Airplane, I didn't know that David Letterman had a pushy agent that got him an audition for Airplane. And I further didn't know that the audition exists on video.
Oh, yeah.
And
is Letterman auditioning for Airplane.
Yeah, he showed it on his show many years ago, but I have never seen it. And he said, they asked him why he didn't get the role. He said, oh, it's simple. He couldn't act.
Ted, we got a telegram this morning from headquarters.
What is it?
It's a big building where the officers meet. But that's not important right now. You're taking all the blame for what happened on that raid was a pretty courageous thing to do.
Was it? Because of my mistake, 6 men didn't come back from that raid.
7. Lieutenant Zip died this morning. Dr. Chandler says you'll be out in a week. Isn't that wonderful?
I wish I could say the same thing for George Zip.
Ted, be patient. No one expects you to get over this immediately. I found a wonderful little apartment for us. It has a brick fireplace and a cute little bedroom with mirrors on the ceiling.
It's the one.
What's wrong with him?
It's Lieutenant Hurwitz, severe shell shock. He thinks he's Ethel Merman.
You'll be swell. You'll be great.
Anyway, so that's Letterman's audition.
He's so awful.
He's really, it's really like
he
bad.
Doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, it's like he doesn't want to be there.
He kind of gave that impression that his agent made him do it.
He was terrible in Cabin Boy, too.
But he
right?
was terrible kind of on purpose, I think. You want to buy
a
monkey?
He was being Letterman the whole way.
At the top of his Letterman game. All right. Also, mm-hmm. Mike, I know you are a big Red Hot Chili Peppers fan.
Yes.
And pardon me. I love a YouTube site called There I Ruined It, where they take songs and sort of shuffle them around. We've played their stuff before.
I like that.
This is their take on what a Red Hot Chili Peppers song sounds like to someone who is not a Red Hot Chili Peppers fan. So I think they've sort of monkeyed with the melody, but listen to the lyrics. I think it's a hit. Oh, and they actually made a concert video of it with the actual Peppers. So it's funny. And it's closed caption for your enjoyment.
Come to a leaper with the peppermint bait, the chalupa's in the fair to ready. The doorknob, California, buttermilk pancakes in my eyes. Stepped on a toe, broken Navajo code. Now it's time to reiterate California. I got a thumbtack on my nutsack, pies 3.1415. Hey, oh, I don't know what I say.
It's not unlike the work.
The more I sneeze, the less I blow. Got frisky with the buffalo. Hey,
really kind of waters down the chili peppers.
It does, yeah.
Really does. Makes me embarrassed, but I like them
so
much.
Well, Mike, it is. It sounds like every chili pepper song you hear on the radio. And that's all I got for you today.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Go get yourself a Bernedoodle, Oscar. They're beautiful dogs, and the ones we saw were spectacular.
If I see one at a shelter.
They're wonderful. Yeah.
Probably.
It'll be a shelter. It'll be a shelter made of gold. Anyway, we have to take a powder. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Thank you, Mike McIntosh. Thank you, Pony Boy Matt Bloom. For Rob and Oscar, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'll recommend your services to anyone I know who has diabetes.